This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Hundreds gathered outside the state capitol Saturday to protest a new Texas law that can prohibit abortions after 6 weeks into a pregnancy. CPR's Claire Cleveland was there.
Signs featuring uteruses and coat hangers were everywhere. Rallygoers like Rudeka Zuniga say they want to send the message that they stand by women in Texas and elsewhere whose access to abortion has been limited.
And if a termination is something that they wish to do, that's something that we respect.
She was there with her two small children and her 81-year-old mother. The rally included speakers from abortion providers and advocacy groups. Texas's new law went into effect last month and gives private citizens the ability to sue providers and people who aid those seeking abortions. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Some COVID-19 vaccine clinics will stay open into next week. The Dick's Sporting Goods Park site in Commerce City will operate until Tuesday. The state says sites at the Aurora Municipal Center, Littleton Southwest Plaza Mall, and the Chapel Hills Mall in Colorado Springs will continue providing up to 1,000 vaccine doses until Sunday. After that, those sites will reduce capacity. And the Denver Broncos hope to stay unbeaten today. They play the Baltimore Ravens. Kickoff is at 2:25. The Broncos are 3-0. The Ravens are 2-1. Nice weather for football today. Highs in the 70s for Denver, 70s for Grand Junction as well, 60s for the mountains. This is CPR News.